Amen. John chapter 20. John 20:24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in his the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." I want to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me, on don't miss Jesus. Don't miss him. If I could say this morning, everything in the spirit and Christian life is Christ. Everything. You better get that. I'm saved by him.
Yes.
I'm sanctified by him. Everything that I have because of him.
Amen.
Anywhere you turn in this Bible, it's about him. Everything that I do is because of him. When you get this thought of religion, and that's what we see in this day, people are so religious, they'll tell you what they do and what they don't do. But when it all comes down to the very end, I'm all in all in Christ. Christ is my clothing this morning. Amen. Christ is everything this morning. He's my Sabbath. Amen. He's everything to me. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for him, I would not make it. If it wasn't for him, I would have no salvation. I'd have no relationship. I'd have no church. I'd have nothing. Everything is about Christ. If you can get that, you will have a good Christian life. If you're living a Christian life, thank God just to say, "I do this," or "I don't do this," then you'll miss it, friend. It's not about that. It's about Christ. It's about everything with him. I'm in him and he's in me. Everything about this life is about Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus. And when we get our eyes, thank God, on everything but him, then we're missing him. And don't miss him this morning. Amen. You see, we've lived in such a day of churchianity. Listen, my loyalty is to Christ. Christ is as real to me in here, and he's as real to me out of here. I'm in him. The salvation I have is in him. Everything done in your life is because of him. Everything you have, if you could get a hold of that, listen, can I say this? Thank God for the church, but it's not about Westside Baptist Church. It's about the head of the church. It's about the Lord Jesus. And too many people, they say, "Well, we got the best church." We don't have the best church. We got the best Lord. Lord. We got the only Lord. Thank God we got the head. Amen. You don't have the best church. The best church is them connected with Him. Amen. Thank God I'm not in competition. I'm not trying to run against you. I'm running with you. I'm in the same body. I'm in the same fold. I'm in the same way. And when we look at this thing the way God does, thank God, friend, everything's about His Son. Amen. Why did He say, "This is My beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased"? I'm not trying to build an image this morning. I've been created to be conformed to His image. Amen. I'm not trying to be a big preacher. Thank God the big preacher's got to be in me. Amen. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's not about you. It's about Him. It's not about you getting your way. It's about Him having His way. It's all about that. And when people get their eyes off that, then they miss the whole reason. Thank God I've come into the house of God, why'd you come? I come because of Him. I come to worship Him. I come to adore Him. I come to hear about Him. I come to meet with Him. I come to meet with His people. But when it comes down to it, everything is about Jesus. Amen. You can't get excited about that, I can't help you. I mean, I really can't help you this morning. If you can't get excited about Jesus, you don't have no hope. Amen, friend. This ain't entertainment this morning. This ain't me trying to entertain you. If you can't get the witness of God in you about this Son of God, Jesus, then you never will be helped. It's all about Him. Amen. And when we see it's about Him, it'll change the way you look at things. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. This here's Thomas. He's one of the 12. Thomas is one of the 12. Everything's wrapped up in Christ. Everything.
Yes, it is.
Everything's wrapped up in Christ. Amen. He's as real to me, thank God, driving down the road. Amen. As He's real to me standing in here in this pulpit and preaching. Amen. That's right. I don't meet with Him 3 hours a week. Amen. That's right. He lives in me, friend. He's my Lord. Everything's about Him. Amen. Here's Thomas. He's one of the 12. It's after the resurrection, Jesus. Thank God He comes into this upper room that they're in. Amen. He comes in and shows Himself. Thank God. He said, "My hands and my feet." They said they was glad when they seen the Lord. Amen. They was glad. They wasn't sad about it. They was glad that they seen the resurrected Christ. That they seen Him as He was. Thank God. Here's He showing His hands and His feet. Thank God. What did He say to them? He said, "Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you." Amen. He gave peace to them. He is the peace. He's the Prince of Peace. You say, "I don't have no peace." Well, if you have Him, you do. Because He is our peace. Thank God, friend, He is our peace. I ain't looking for peace. Thank God I have peace. Because He is our peace. And if He don't give you peace, you don't have it. Amen. He is my peace this morning. He is my rest this morning. He is my hope this morning. He is my promise this morning. He is everything, praise God. He in Him dwelt the Godhead, thank God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He came and fulfilled the law. He came and died for sin. He rose the third day. Thank God, in Him is the express image. He is the express image of God, my friend. When you've seen Him, you've seen the Father. When you've seen Him, you've seen everything. You don't have to see nothing else. Thank God, having not yet seen, we love. He's one we love this morning. There's none like Him. I'm telling you, He's the reason. Thank God to be in here this morning. Amen. Don't miss Him. Amen. Don't miss Him. Amen. Thomas wasn't there that day when Jesus showed Himself. And they told him, they said, "We've seen Jesus. We've seen the Lord." He said, "I won't believe it till I see it." That's right. Now, I'm not going to down Thomas this morning. I'm not going to jump on Thomas. I'm not going to call him Doubting Thomas. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to call him. somebody wanted to see him. Amen. And let me tell you this, the reason Thomas, and I believe this is right, I believe the reason Thomas wasn't there when Jesus showed up the first time, that he was out sorrowing. I believe that's probably it. He was out. You know, sometimes when you have sorrow, you just want to get alone. You don't want to be around somebody else. I believe that could be the possibility of where he's at. It don't say in the Bible where he's at. You can have all kind of thoughts. You can have opinions. It don't say where Thomas was at, but he wasn't with them. Amen. And he missed Jesus. You know what he missed? He missed peace. He missed the breath of God. Jesus breathed on them. That very day, and he said, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." He breathed on them, brethren, and thank God he missed it. He missed, praise God, the commands, and he missed the words of Christ. Amen. 8 days later, here he comes back. Thomas goes for 8 days. Amen. He said, "We've seen the Lord. We've seen him with our own eyes." He said, "I won't believe it. I put my hand in the print and thrust my hand in his side." He said, "I won't believe it until I see him." You say, "What's he saying, preacher? I want to see him. Amen. I want to touch him. Amen." I'm telling you, brethren, when you want to see him, he'll show up. Amen. Thank God, he might not show up exactly where you think he is, but he'll show up when you want to see him. Amen. Thank God, Thomas. I was just thinking about this way. Great confessions in the Bible. And here the Lord shows up and he says, "Here I am." Yeah. He said, "Put your hand in my prince and thrust your hand in my side." And Thomas looked at Christ and he said, "My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God." What a confession. My Lord. I want to ask you a question. Could you say that this morning? He's my Lord and my God. He's my Lord and my God. Amen. He said, "My Lord and my God." Amen. And Jesus then said, "Blessed is he that has not seen yet believed." In other words, there's a greater faith than what you have. There's a greater faith in believing and not seeing. There's a greater faith in believing me. Amen. Blessed is a man that has not seen yet believed. Amen. But I believe, brethren, thank God, Thomas really wanted to see him. And I'm telling you, this morning, don't miss him. Amen. Just don't miss him. Thank God, be where he's at. Be ready when he gets there. I'm telling you, brethren, Lord, how we just miss Jesus. Amen. A lot of times we're not in the right place. But I'm telling you, listen to what I'm about to tell you. If you can get this and keep your faithfulness, okay? I'm faithful to God. Now listen to me. Nobody believes in church faithfulness more than I do. I believe you ought to be in the pew. But let me tell you, he's greater than the pews. He's greater than a building. He's in you. And if you can learn that my life is consumed by personal communion, by me walking in him and him walking in me, and that I'm not a religious hypocrite that shows up 3 hours a week, and when I go home, I don't talk to him no more. I don't think about him no more till I come back on Sunday night or Wednesday night. No, that's not what it's about. Listen to what I'm about to tell you, brethren. When a man's saved, he becomes his life. Colossian writer said, Christ is our life. He said, if ye may be risen with Christ, seek those things above which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not things on earth. Amen. He's saying right here, set your affection on him. Amen. Look to him. Thank God, don't miss him. Amen. Amen. You can miss him in communion. That's right. When was the last time you talked to him? You can miss him in communion. Believe that, don't you? You can miss his fellowship. Remember what he said to Adam? Adam, where art thou? It wasn't God didn't know where he's at. He had been meeting with him, Brother Joe.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Adam had been meeting with this God of heaven.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Adam has sinned and he's not there. You know what to keep you from communing with God? Sin.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep you with the world and your own flesh and your own carnality and your own pleasures. And you know what? It don't take long to get away from God. Amen. God's not going to get away from you, but you can get away from God. Amen. What I mean by that is, thank God you're not close enough to talk to Him. Amen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Affection is the key. Set your affection on things above. See, I only have one heart. When I say that, one inward seat of affection. I only have one in me. And that, if it ain't toward God, it's going to be toward something else. There's no way man's going to live without having some affection on something. Amen. Now, I know and understand, but listen to what I'm about to tell you. I love my wife. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love the church. I love things in this life that God allows me to do. But all of it should ever flow, thank God, from the affection that you have for God.
Yeah.
No man can love his wife the way God tells you to love his wife unless he loves God. Amen.
Yeah.
A man told me yesterday, he said, I never loved my wife the way God said love my wife till I got saved. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, for all them years, I thought I loved my wife, but I didn't love her the way God said love her as Christ loved the church. See, my love for my wife should flow through the love of God that's in me. Amen. Love my children. Love the brethren. Thank God. Love the sinner. Thank God, friend. It all does with the affection. See, here's the thing. Some can take your affection. You can allow it to take it. It can't take it unless you allow it to take it. You take what you love, what you're about. See, you can miss Jesus in communion. That's right.
Yeah.
Have you ever walked in a room, Brother Dennis, you got a place, you study the Word of God, you men that study and pray, ladies too. Have you ever walked in that room and when you walked in you say, He's here. You ever done that? He's here. I come in the church the other week, I was just by myself and I kneeled down right before the cap meeting and I said, He's here. He's here. He's here. I prayed, brother. I felt like I was going to pray a hole through a wall. You know why? Because He's here. Hey, God, He knew I'd be here. He knows where you're at. But you know what? You can forsake that place of fellowship and be with God and miss Him. I'm telling you, don't miss Jesus. Amen. Don't miss Him. Amen. You've been missing Him. Amen. I'm a grandpa. Y'all know that. I mean, I got four grandchildren. And I love all my grandchildren. You know, if I don't see them in 2 or 3 days, I miss them. I really do. Can I tell you this? If you've never had grandchildren, you'll find out one day grandchildren are grand.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell you something else about grandchildren to me. Grandchildren heal. That little boy right there is healing for you.
Sure is.
Isn't that right?
I believe that's right.
When you see him running and saying, Papa,
Yeah. You
know what that does? That heals you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right. Amen, brother. What I'm saying is, praise God, if you miss Jesus, if people miss meeting with Him for 2 and 3 days, you know what? You're going to become weak spiritually. You've got to meet with Him, friend. Amen. You don't have to be on your knees. You don't even have to be reading the Bible. Thank God, let's meet with Him in your heart. Let's make sure your heart's right. That's the whole key to the Christianity. Is your heart's right? Amen. That's right. Praise God. Communion. Amen. Said the old mountain preacher, you know, I think I told this a long time ago. The old mountain preacher preaching revival. Some high strung young boy comes by, he's out there hoeing his garden. Revival starts at 7, it's 5:30. And the young lad that didn't have a lot of spiritual sense come by and said, Hey, preacher, it's about 5:30. Don't you think you ought to be home studying? He said, I am now. I love it. I am now. I'm meditating on Him now and hoeing this corn. I'm meditating on Him now laying under that car. It's all about Him, friend. It's all about, don't lose the communion and the affection. Don't miss Jesus. You know, if you miss time with Him, you miss invaluable time because there's nothing more precious. Amen. You know your body tells you things. You know what my body told me the other day? Fleshly, it's carnal. He's saying, hey, you ain't had none of them circus peanuts. I want some. He said, what'd you do, preacher? Went to Walmart. I done ate them all too, amen. You know what told me that? My body.
Yes, sir.
Brother, if I'm in the spiritual kingdom of God, and I am, the Spirit's going to say, hey, sir, hey, hey, here, he's wanting to meet with you. Don't miss meet with Him. He's here. There's a prepare. Come and dine, children. Come and dine. I'm on the shore. Get here. Hey, God, there's fish already. Hey, God, I don't want to miss meeting with Him. Amen. Don't miss Him. Listen. Thomas missed that meeting. Listen to me. I know he ought to have been there probably. But brother, he got to see something further. He went to Thomas personally and said, here I am.
Yes.
That's love. Listen, friend, a lot of people say, well, he was a doubt. He might have been, but I'm telling you one thing, a cure got doubt. Him a showing up.
Yeah.
Amen. I've doubted before. Amen. More than one time. That's right. You know, so what's doubt do? It drives you to wanting to see and hear from Him. Amen. A man that's never doubted would never get that. I don't say doubting's right. Hey, God speaks against doubt. It is a cousin of unbelief. But at the same time, it's not the end of the world. It could cause you to drive you to your knees and seek after Him. And Thomas, he come to Thomas in that room. Praise God. Amen. God, Jesus came right to him. Hey, God showed him His hands and His feet. Amen. Thomas said, my Lord and my God.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, God, assurance that day. Baby, dear.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't miss the communion. Don't miss it. Don't miss Him. Don't never let anything come between you and Him. I say that about a husband and wife. Don't let nothing come between you. Something silly and foolish. Especially when it comes down to my spirit relationship with God. I don't supposed to let nothing come between me and Him.
Yeah.
Don't miss Jesus. Don't miss Him. You might miss the command He's got for you. You ever had the Holy Ghost say, hey, Chris, hey, come. Come. Come to the waters and drink. Come. Come, Chris, come. And you said, I'm being Martha now. I'm cumbered about with much serving. I'm too busy. Mary sat at His feet. She heard His word. Don't miss Jesus. Don't miss Him. And I'll say this and I'm through. Don't miss Him, sinner. Don't miss Him. He's the best friend I've ever had.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes, sir.
He's the only one that knows everything about me and still loves me.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He knew what He was getting when He saved me and still saved me.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Wouldn't you want a friend that would forgive you? Wouldn't you want a friend that will never leave you? Wouldn't you want a friend that loves you at all times? He loves you unconditionally.
Yeah.
You notice Jesus, when He spoke about this to Thomas, He didn't just jump on him, but He did rebuke him in a mild way and said, Thomas, you've believed because you've seen, but blessed are they who have not seen and yet believed. What do you need to believe today that you hadn't seen in Him? Is there anything impossible with Him? No. Why have we cut the hand of God off in the church? Well, He don't do that no more. Who said He don't?
Right.
He didn't say that. That's what you said. That's what they said.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Don't cut His hand off.
He's the same.
I preached on that message up there. I ain't never preached it again. They bound Jesus. Remember that? They bound Him. When you bind Him, when you bind Jesus, you're cutting Him off from doing what He can do. What does He... Hey, there's nothing impossible with Him. There's nothing too hard for Him. But if you miss Him, then you miss out the blessing of God. That's right. Holy Spirit, come by and touch your heart. Jesus says, brag on me. And you don't do it, you're missing the blessing of Christ. That's right. Amen. I just don't want to miss Him. I want to hear Him. I want to feel Him. You know that I got Holy Ghost feelers in me? I can feel it. I can feel what God says. You ever said it just don't feel right? Don't do it then.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The peace of God rules your heart. That means the umpire of your heart's the peace of God. And if there's no feelers to these things that you think you ought to do, then don't do it. Do what He said.
Amen.
Greatest thing Mary said about Him at the wedding, thank God, it's what Sarah He saith unto you, do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What about the woman at the well? Come see a man. Come see a man. Told me all things ever I did. It's not this, the Christ. Come see Him. Remember He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. Come and see. Ain't that right? You know the greatest compliment anybody could give a church? The Lord was there. And He only visits His people and stays around. What was it about Him going to Lazarus' house? Something about that, wasn't it? He sat at the table after Lazarus had been, He took him out, got him out of the grave. He sat at the table, praise God, and ate with the man. The greatest thing about this church that could ever be said is the Lord was there. Amen. Because Laodicea in church age, He wasn't there. He was on the outside. But the greatest thing that ever be said about the church is the Lord was there. Don't miss Him when He's here. He's here. Don't miss Him. Don't miss Him.
Yeah.
Let's stand this morning. I appreciate you.